Welcome to this edition of the Pepperdine People Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Gibson. This series captures some of the outstanding learning and outreach opportunities available here at Pepperdine. Each episode features interviews with exceptional members of our community and the special people who visit our campus.
Thank you for joining us for episode 22 of Pepperdine People. I'm Ted Garcia. Today I'm joined by Professor Roger Alford, who is the director of the Diane and Guilford Glaser Institute for Jewish Studies at Pepperdine University. Thanks for being here, first of all.
Thank you.
My first question to you is, how did this Glaser Institute come about?
Well, we've been doing a lot of different work in the past 4 to 5 years that focuses on issues of interfaith dialogue and improving relationships. I remember vividly about 4 years ago, we did a conference on the role of religion in the commission of genocide, and we talked about bystanders and perpetrators and victims and interveners, people that would try to rescue people. And in all four of those categories, religion played a significant part. And in many cases, you could identify different religious groups that had been victimized or that were using religion to try to perpetrate genocide. And in the context of that conference, we had just an amazingly wonderful mix of different faith perspectives discussing that issue and developed just a lot of wonderful friendships and relationships. And so from that, we have been making concerted efforts to try to promote greater understanding and dialogue with our Jewish friends and colleagues. And so I think ever since then, we've been actively looking for opportunities to reach out. And one of our colleagues, Michael Warder, approached Gil Glaser about 2 years ago and sort of talked to him a little bit about the story of what we've been doing and the efforts that we've been undertaking to try to promote this. And he was very, very impressed and intrigued and decided to support this.
So this is the first of its kind here at Pepperdine, correct?
I think that's correct. I mean, we've always done sort of various aspects of informal dialogue. I mean, for example, the undergraduate department for years and years has taken students to Israel to do archaeological digs. We've always had various law and religion or religion and humanities or things like that as part of the discussion. But it's never been a concerted effort like this.
Tell me about, it's called Finding Common Ground, Reconciliation Among the Children of Abraham. Tell me about where that came from.
Well, the idea was Los Angeles is an incredibly rich religious community. It's been said that it's the most religiously diverse community in the entire country. And so what we wanted to do is try to bring together the leaders of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim communities to try to talk about the issues that not the issues that divide us, but the issues that unite us. And so we're focusing on four different issues that relate to that topic.
Those issues include interpreting sacred text, dealing with the outsider in our midst, why faith matters, and national identity and religious pluralism, correct?
Yes, exactly. The interpretation of sacred text is an issue that every religion struggles with. I mean, the idea of divine scripture is that God has spoken to his people, but there is disagreement often about exactly the way that he has spoken. It's the theory of revelation and how God reveals himself to his people. And so that's an issue that all of the great religions have struggled with and focus on. The issue of how to deal with the outsider within our midst, all of us are rubbing shoulders with people of different faiths, but it's very often the case that we're not certain how to relate to them. What's the best relationship that we should have with them? Should it be an attitude of sort of friendship but friendly disagreement, or should it be an attitude of trying to work as closely with one another to understand each other? Mm-hmm. What should be the appropriate attitude that we have with respect to people that are among us but not of our faith?
Pepperdine being a Christian university, when you extended the invitation to the Jewish community, the Muslim community, what did they say?
Oh, they're very excited. I mean, they know many of the individuals that are working at Pepperdine in different capacities. And so we were received very warmly. We have been doing a number of different things, as I had indicated to you earlier, mm-hmm. to try to reach out to them. And the interesting thing is the idea of having a Christian university do something like this in a way makes more sense than a school that doesn't have a particularly religious identity because they understand that we come from a faith perspective, right, and that we take faith very seriously, and therefore there is an inherent respect toward them in that respect. So they were very receptive to it.
What do you hope that people will learn or take away from this conference?
That's an interesting question. I think it depends on which panel you ask. I think for with respect to some of the panels, like the keynote speaker on why faith matters, that is a very, very interesting topic about how all of us are united with our concerns about those who are in disbelief, that do not share an idea of faith. Mm-hmm. And so all of the great Abrahamic traditions, the monotheistic traditions, are going to be united in the concern about something like that. On the third panel, with respect to the issue of religious pluralism within Israel and within Turkey, and having political leaders talk about that, I think the goal of that panel in particular is to try to talk about the issues of Islam and Judaism in the Middle East from a slightly different perspective, rather than just focusing on the conflicts that are going on within Israel and within Turkey and other countries in the Middle East. We're trying to focus on issues that they struggle with that are religiously oriented, either religious extremism or extreme accommodation that doesn't take religion seriously. And so I think each of the different panels is actually trying to focus on something slightly different.
I mean, listening to you, it sounds like you're excited and optimistic about what's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're getting extremely positive responses from the administration, from the faculty, from students. We sent out over 2,000 mailers to invite people to come, and it's going to be in our brand new Elkins Auditorium. So it'll be a great event.
Excellent. Professor Roger Alford, Director of the Diane and Guilford Glaser Institute for Jewish Studies at Pepperdine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Ted Garcia. Thanks for listening.